Hi, this is Bill Wills.
And I'm Mike Snyder.
Thanks for checking out Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. We're around daily, 5 to 9. News, sports, traffic and weather on the 10s. Mike, a lot of going on, right?
Yeah, there always is. And we've got the latest in sports. Of course, what's going on with the Tribe, what may be happening with the Cavs and the Browns. And then, of course, we have the news and we get you around town with traffic on the 10s.
Be sure to follow us here on the podcast and get the episode each and every day. And join us if you can on Twitter. I'm Bill Wills at WTAM 1100.
And I'm at Snyder 1100.
Today's Wills and Snyder in Cleveland's Morning News.
Glad to have you with us.
Futures slightly lower this morning, filling up 291, price beat for a gallon of gas. More on your money at WTAM.com, keyword money. This is Bill Wills. Good morning. Scott Scuderese, producer extraordinaire alongside. Trending coming up. Great story about a kid that works at the Waffle House.
Yes.
Great story.
Oh, I mean, heartwarming, touching, and it was the right thing to do.
We'll get to that in a minute. Traffic and weather together on the 10s first. The heartwarming is Pat Butler.
You had me at Waffle House.
There you go. Thank you, Pat. By the way, Money Update was brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. Weather, hot, humid, a mix of sun and clouds. Chance of a pop-up shower or storm, 80s, and that pretty much will be the story all week, sounds like. According to Cleveland 3 News meteorologist Matt Stanridge, I got 75 this morning at your severe weather station. Coming up, great story about a kid at the Waffle House.
Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder, with reports from Fox News throughout the morning on WTAM 1100.
Coming up at 10, if you have a kid, are they going to send you more checks? The child tax credit, what is the story with that? Elizabeth Scheider over at NCA Financial Planners will walk us through it. 5:13, Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. Scott Scuderese, producer extraordinaire, alongside. Speaking of checks, a quick story from John Matarese. You can see this at Wills and Snyder Facebook, willsandsnyder.com. There's talk about another stimulus check, right?
Yeah, over 80 members of Congress, it's been updated. Over 80 members of Congress have signed letters in support of sending out another relief payment.
Many of us have now spent the last of those $1,400 stimulus checks that arrived earlier this spring. So will there be another stimulus, or was that all there is? Americans are getting used to those stimmy checks. $1,200 a year ago, $600 after Christmas, $1,400 in April. Now, 2 million people have signed a change.org petition asking for recurring $2,000 stimulus checks. Don't laugh. 21 Democrats in Congress have signed a letter asking for recurring payments. But many small business owners claim the free money makes people not want to work. So there's no fourth stimulus on the table right now. The exception, $300 child tax credits that will start going out monthly in July.
Those tax credits are what we're talking about with Elizabeth coming in. Yeah, why not? I mean, the federal government should send us about $2,000. You know, twice a year would be good. Maybe three times. If we kind of knew it was, how about quarterly? How about at the end of each quarter you knew?
I'd plan on
you
it.
You were getting a couple grand.
Right on, I'd plan
Why
on
not?
It. Right on, I'd
it's,
plan on it.
It's been working fine for everybody.
Sure it has.
Just keep sending us money.
Right on, nobody
Come on,
wants.
Uncle Joe.
We don't have to work.
Come on, Uncle Joe. Keep sending us money. Wilson Center Facebook, WilsonCenter.com. Okay, Timothy Harrison, not expected to make his high school graduation. How about this? All this talk of staying home, not working. This kid works at the Waffle House. He had a shift scheduled for graduation night. He kept the, didn't say a word about skipping the shift, but the employees at the Waffle House in Alabama knew it was graduation night. So when he got there, they had dress clothes, his cap and gown, and a limo ride set up to take him to his graduation. After the story went viral, Lawton State Community College nearby offered the kid a full scholarship.
Yes, incredible. And that is great. I mean, you know, come on. You got to go to your graduation. I mean, that's a part of life.
I went to my high school graduation, and I went to work that night. I had to be on the air at 6, so we had a graduation and the graduation party.
Sure.
And I left about 5 o'clock because I had to go to the radio.
You had to go right to the radio station.
This guy did not go, and the people at the Waffle House found out.
Heartwarming.
Had it all set up for him.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
And sent it there. I mean,
he doesn't want to stay home and get a check from the government like you do, Scott.
Oh, sure.
He wants to go work.
He wants to go work, and he's going to go to college and look at that.
I love it.
And that's great. That's America. And what a great heartwarming story.
Now,
America's
and a staying home and waiting on a check, I think.
Oh, is that what? Well, he isn't.
I love it.
I love it.
Check out that story. Post a comment, too. Love to see what you think. Wilson Center Facebook. Thanks much. Thanks, Scoot.
You're welcome.
All right. Coming up in 5, more on the What's up with this child tax credit, too? They're going to send you more money that way? Elizabeth Scheider at NCA Financial Planners will walk us through. All right, Sports Union Home Mortgage Sports Desk. Mike Snyder.
All right, Bill. Indians lose to the Orioles yesterday, 18-5. Game Grady got away in the second inning. Indians were trailing 2-0. Orioles had the bases loaded one out after Harold Ramirez, playing center field, could not catch a fly ball that just kind of fell in front of him for a single. Then this happened.
Quantrill needed that ball caught. Mancini bangs one up the middle. Quantrill knocks it down. Bounces his throw by the catcher to the backstop. In the score is Urias. Here comes Wins. And it's imploded on the Indians.
Yeah, it really did. A six-run second inning, and guess what? Things would get worse as the Orioles go on to win 18-5. They take 2 of 3 in the series. Yesterday, it was ugly. They looked lethargic. And the pitching, boy, some real concerns the way Quantrill pitched, and then Sam Hinches came on. And right now, there's no real timetable for when Zach Plesac will return. These are tough days. You know, we've lamented their lack of hitting many days, but boy, the defense this year has often been very shoddy. Now, there was a bright spot. Bobby Bradley just called up over the weekend. He went 3-for-4 and homered in yesterday's game. Indians get a day off today. They'll be in St. Louis tomorrow. First of two against the Cardinals. The good news here, Shane Bieber will be on the mound, but the Tribe now trails Chicago by 4 games in the division. The Browns begin another week of off-season training activities. Looks like defensive players will be in town working under the coaching staff, while according to Cleveland.com, Baker Mayfield will be hosting a passing camp with many of the offensive players on hand in Texas. Now, next week, it'll be the real telltale. The Browns have a mandatory mini camp. We'll see if everybody, that's where you really do check attendance to see who will be on hand for that. A big trade in the NFL, another AFC contender, has improved as the Tennessee Titans acquire wide receiver Julio Jones from Atlanta. It cost them a future second round and fourth round pick, as Jones, a 7-time Pro Bowler. We'll see how much he's got left in the tank, but he could really help Tennessee. Atlanta's basketball team has been a surprise in these NBA playoffs. Hawks beat the Sixers 128-124 in game one of their series yesterday. Trae Young with 35. And out west, Ty Lue's Clippers moving on. They beat Dallas in game 7, 126-111. Kawhi Leonard with 28. Clippers will now meet Utah in the next round. Golf, there was a lot of drama at this week's Memorial. Patrick Cantlay wins a playoff over Colin Morikawa to win the event. Of course, that duo moved to the lead after third-round leader John Rahm tested positive for COVID and had to withdraw despite the fact he had a 6-shot lead. And for those interested, 44-year-old Floyd Mayweather and YouTube star Logan Paul, they did go through 8 rounds of whatever you want to call it yesterday. Nobody was knocked out, and I guess from all the reviews, people were entertained. Home of the Indians and the Cavs, Mike Snyder, WTAM Sports.
News Radio, WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Money tip for you from Elizabeth Scheider. She's over at NCA Financial Planners. This child tax credit is back in the news, and I know my son was asking me about this, and I said, I really don't know. So let's get through this some. It's back in the news. It's bigger for most families for 2021 because of this American Rescue Plan that was signed back in March. There are stories, supposedly you're getting checks, or you're not getting checks, or you're getting more of a credit. What's going on? So Elizabeth's going to walk us through some things this morning. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Bill.
Okay, first, the credit was increased. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah. The credit was $2,000, but now it's increased to $3,600 per child under the age of 6. And for children ages 6 to 17, it's now $3,000. So we've definitely seen a bump up from that previous $2,000
level. And there are qualification changes as well, right?
Exactly. So previously, those joint filers who had income under $400,000 would receive this full credit. But now there's a phase out for those joint filers at $150,000 and $75,000 for single filers. So they're definitely lowering that threshold of who can receive the full credit. And you do have to have filed your 2020 tax return to qualify here for what's happening starting this July.
Okay, so if you're a parent, you've got kids, you've heard about this, you did file. Now, you're calling it a credit, but there are deposits that would start mid-July, which tells me they're going to send money out, right?
Exactly. So it's a credit to help offset your 2021 tax bill. And so the IRS this year is giving families two options. The first is you can just receive the full refund that, or credit, that $3,600 per child or $3,000 per child when you file your 2021 taxes come, you know, April next year.
Okay.
But you can also now start to receive half of that refund starting in July via 6 monthly deposits.
Now, the politicians, politicians want to get the money in, out in the hands of people that need it, right?
Well, exactly. This is part of the, you know, the rescue plan and, you know, helping get families money with COVID going on. And so basically, for example, if you qualify for that $3,000 child tax credit, you have a 10-year-old, basically starting in July, you'll receive $250 through the end of December every month to give you half of that credit, that $1,500.
Okay. And that deposit would look like just like your IRS refund then. If you've got it set up to your bank account, it'll show up in there, right?
Correct. So it'll be paid via direct deposit, a check, or a debit card based on basically how you've received those other stimulus payments.
Okay. Resources available on this, Elizabeth? What do you have?
Yeah, so the IRS is opening up a portal before July 1st to give everyone an opportunity to go in and make that election, whether you want the monthly deposits or just to wait towards the end of the year. And also, if you had a baby this year or adopted, you can go in and make certain you're getting that full credit as early as you can starting in July.
That's where my son was asking me, because they had a baby this year. Congratulations to them and us, of course. So that, child tax credit, you got to figure this thing out. So you want to get ready, right?
Yeah, and so one of the big other pieces we need to consider is that if come 2022, when you go to file your 2021 return, if you no longer qualify for the credit, maybe you had a great year of income, you're going to need to give that credit back. And so you want to make certain, that if you are thinking you might be in a phase out, to go ahead and maybe stash the monthly deposits away and wait to see what happens next year. And also, you know, another piece is this isn't intended to, you know, be spent on wants. It's more of the needs for your family. So you sit down and think about exactly how you want to be using this money now before you actually have it hit your checking account.
Interesting. Know your tax situation, because you may be owing more than you think down the road. Okay, good stuff. Well, you've cleared up several things. Bottom line is, get to that portal and figure out your situation for you and your family on this child tax credit story. Our Elizabeth Scheiderer over at NCA Financial Planners. Good stuff. Elizabeth, thanks much.
Yes, thank you, Bill.
Keep your eyes off some app and on the road. Hear what's ahead. Traffic and weather on the 10s, mornings and afternoons on News Radio WTAM 1100.
We have tried a wall to discourage illegals from getting into this country. We're now going to try and go to the root of the problem, I guess, and ask why. Vice President Harris starting a trip in Guatemala. Bring in Michael Bauer on it this morning. She got there, right?
Yeah, it was a tough go. They had a black cloud kind of starting up with the process where they had left from Joint Base Andrews on Air Force Two, and about 30 minutes later had to come back and land again because there were a problem with the landing gear on Air Force Two. It wasn't retracting as it should and storing as it should, so they had to land the plane, then about an hour and a half later get on another plane, and then eventually take off to get down to Central America. But she's there. She's in Latin America. She's going to be meeting in Guatemala and in Mexico this week, not to implement any kind of a one-and-done solution, but as her people have been saying, it's going to be more of a fact-finding mission. This is going to be a sitting down and talking to people and see what they can do to secure commitments for greater cooperation on border security, economic investment. But there's always going to be the concern of corruption in that region, which it has been for decades. And that is a far more intractable challenge that will complicate the efforts here. I mean, she's got yet to be able to engage with the leaders of Honduras and El Salvador, both of them a part of the Northern Triangle countries, both embroiled in corruption scandals. So according to experts there, until you get rid of any sort of element of that corruption, you're not really going to get a whole lot done. There will be issues as far as people wanting to leave. That's one of the big reasons people are leaving that part of the world to come to the U.S. is over concerns with violence, corruption, and poverty that goes back decades. Add to that natural disasters that have hit there, hurricanes and the like, and the pandemic makes things much worse as far as the numbers coming across the border, or at least trying to come into the United States. And surveys on migrants and refugees carried out by the Doctors Without Borders group in Mexico show 39.2% of those people migrating to the U.S. Cite attacks or threats to themselves or their families, extortion or forced recruitment into gangs as the main reasons that they're leaving. So that's almost 40% saying that those kinds of threats are the reasons why they're leaving their countries to come to the U.S. So you're seeing, at least in this case, Vice President Harris go down to try to talk to Guatemala, find out from people, business leaders down there, what can be done. Also saying that there's about 12 different U.S. companies that are interested in investing in that area. Maybe that will make things a little bit easier for people who are thinking about leaving if there is some investment financially and certainly when it comes to jobs in that area. So she's taking it from both sides, taking it from getting what we can do to stem the migrants coming out of the Northern Triangle through Mexico to the U.S. border. And then she's going to meet with Mexico to make sure that President López Obrador is doing what he can and the right things in order to keep those migrants from coming to our border. So she's coming down with money in hand for Central America there, $310 million to help with food shortages and disaster recovery. Also expected to discuss the next round of funding and bringing good news about vaccines, saying that the U.S. will be sharing some 500,000 with Guatemala and 1 million with Mexico, doses of vaccines here to help them get through their problems.
Vice President Harris on the road. Our Michael Bauer on it this morning. Michael, thanks much.
You got to stay safe, Bill.
Okay, real quick, I want to thank a few people that texted me this morning, asked about my foot, because Friday, if you were with us, you know I had a toe that was just killing me. And Rob Bailey was kind enough. He is, of course, a former minor league baseball player, knows a lot about the body and all. And I suspected, I thought it might be broken. So you, of course, were telling me to apply heat. Scooter thought it was broken and wanted me to ice it.
Tape him together.
And tape him together and move on.
Yes.
And Mike Snyder was the one caring individual, said, you know, that might be infected. You better go see. So I want to thank Dr. Richard Hofacker. Was able to get into him on Friday morning. Longtime physician, helps out the Cavs, the NBA players in town on their feet.
Yep.
Great office, wonderful people. The Cavs memorabilia he has in his office.
Well, Doc goes back as a ball boy in the miracle years.
Yep. Shout out to Doc, who was kind enough to see me on Friday morning. And I made the mistake of, you go in and you talk about your foot, and I fell out of the shower, then I golfed on it. And right away I said, well, Rob thought, since it's broken, I should heat it. And Scooter, and I said, Scooter thought, and Doc goes, well, stop. Don't give me medical advice from Scooter. I appreciate Scooter a great deal.
Well, did the doctor tell you you're supposed to wash your feet in the shower,
but
too?
When I quoted Scooter to Dr. Hofacker, who handles the feet of the Cavaliers, said, just stop, Bill. You're in professional care right now. Just wait a minute. So anyway, I want to thank Doctor. So it was an infection.
Wow.
It was, I think it's called cellulitis, which I guess can be serious because it's like a bacteria. Yeah. What are you saying? Yes, you don't know.
Well, if you wash your feet in the shower, you know.
Gets in under the skin, and it just begins to swell, and then it goes up your foot. And so anyway, thankfully, I got an antibiotic. But Mike Snyder, you were the guy.
Now, Doc came through for you there.
So thanks to Doc Hofacker.
So now he can say, all these NBA players, he's worked on that. Now
my feet. He actually said, Bill, you have feet for radio. I'm not sure what he meant by that. But,
Bilbo Baggins.
Shout out to Dr. Hofacker. Very kind on Friday. He said hi to everybody. And
hey, Doc.
Especially Scoot. Really appreciates his medical advice.
Usually you can say... You can stop when you say, Scooter says.
Yeah. He was interested in Rob because, I said, hey, Rob's former player, and he knows a lot about the body and all.
Right. Well, I did ask you to push down on the nail to see if it was broken, because it would have hurt like heck.
And it did. But anyway, so thank you, Dr. Hofacker.
Thank you, Doctor.
Pat, there's the update, in case you're wondering.
I'm ready for breakfast.
Traffic and weather together on the 10s. I won't go into the details, but it took five shots to numb the thing.
Ooh.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, wow.
And the whole time he's talking to me about the Cavs, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, right.
What do you think, Bill? I don't know.
He's very sly like
anyway,
that.
Yeah, he was sly. Yeah. Snuck that shot in there a couple times.
Put that in there.
Woo! Traffic and weather together on the 10s. Here's Pat.
Oh, my.
Entertainment news, names, notes trending this morning. Here's Christopher Watson.
Something terrible happened here.
But it's all good news for The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. The third film in the horror franchise bound with $24 million. Good enough for a first place box office finish. And a surprise win over last week's pandemic record number one film, A Quiet Place Part 2. Even so, that sequel's put away an impressive $88 million in its first 2 weeks of release. Another $10.5 million for third place Cruella all points to a very welcome revitalized box office.
I just want to be a normal teenager.
Chrissy Teigen reportedly won't appear in the second season of the Netflix hit comedy Never Have I Ever, stepping away from a scheduled single-episode voice role in the wake of continuing fallout over online bullying allegations against model Courtney Stodden. Elton John was a surprise guest at a Saturday screening of the series finale episode of FX's Pose at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. And comic and actor Bill Hader's 43 Monday. I'm Christopher Watson, ABC News.
So who won the Belma?
That would be...
You don't even know the name of the horse.
The number two horse, yeah.
Essential Plumbing.
He doesn't even know the name of the horse. Because hey, I only picked him because my dad liked him, so...
Saturday, we're at dinner at Luca West, celebrating my... wife, Mindy, graduated with her master's.
Uh-huh. Right?
Fabulous. So we had...
Right on. There you go.
And on my smartphone, it was one of those nice dinners where you want to make sure nobody's bothering you. So I had the phone set for...
Really?
Yeah.
You get the... Because I got it, too.
I've got you in there, and I've got Scooter, and my dad, and my brother, and Nate, Serena. There's probably about 10 people. Mm-hmm. That would, I'd still be able to, in case there's something important. You always want to take a phone call from your father or the kids.
Oh, sure.
Or with you two.
And we're...
With you two, it's always about, I'm always thinking about work, 24-7. Right. Could there be something important I need to know?
Right.
You call me about a big Indians trade, just so you know.
Yeah.
Or, there's an emergency that's happened, Bill. You got to get back to the station to provide in-depth team coverage, right?
Right.
So I look down, we're starting dinner. I look down, the phone's going off. I'm like, what is this? So I look over at Scooter. Oh, my gosh. I got to pick up the phone. Is it... I got to check at ABC. What's going on? I need to respond immediately. There's something. Hold on, honey. I know we're in the middle of a dinner here that is celebrating your wonderful achievement. So I pick up the phone.
Yes.
And here's the text with a picture. Okay, here we go. Saturday, 7:09 p.m. Prime time, of course.
Yeah, right. The race was over, so that's why.
Well, I hit the trifecta box. Even though it's not a lot of money, but I'm still a winner. 3 exclamation points. Had the smiley sun face, thumbs up, the money bag, and a horse.
There you go.
I covered myself in the middle of this
celebration dinner.
And I have a copy of, or he sent me the picture of the ticket from the, I didn't know the Belmont, I forgot the Belmont was even running. And I said to, Mindy and Serena, like, what is it, Dad? What's going on? I said, well, Scooter hit the trifecta.
It's
thing
called show prep. It is a part of the show.
And Mindy goes, I didn't know that race was this weekend.
How was that show prep for Bill at that time?
Because it's what we're doing now. We're talking about it. So,
Yeah, we talked about it on Saturday, too, at the dinner.
Hey.
We were having at Luca West.
I hope not for long.
I grow on you like a rash, man.
Yes, you do.
I can just see. So what's that little Scooter one?
They're starting to deliver this big porterhouse steak to my table, and I looked, oh my gosh, hold on, something's going on here. I got an emergency, what's going on? Oh, he won the ticket at the
bar. Now all you gotta do is just tell him that is who he is.
Okay. I may cut you off my list on who's getting thrown on my phone.
He texts me when he hits the number.
Yeah, I know.
Haven't had a text in a while, though.
Yeah. I got one on Saturday, and you did too.
Well, I did too,
7:09.
Yeah.
Sports, Union Home Mortgage Sports Desk. For our Slanian brothers, Mike Snyder, how much did you win, though?
Low odds, it was $21.70.
You texted me on a Saturday night.
His odds were low.
Could you win $20, really? That's
could
you
imagine the odds better? I could be telling you $300-$400.
Blame the horse. Yes, there you go. Blame the horse.
He can't even name the horse.
Yeah, he doesn't even know the name of it. The game was every bit as ugly.
He doesn't have a problem. It's the first thing Mindy and Serena said. And he doesn't have a problem. He's texting you on Saturday night because he won $21, and he doesn't have a problem. I'm sorry, sports here.
That's all right. Yeah, you know what, Bill?
Breakfast for your brain.
News Radio, WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Let's get a money tip in here from Melanie Ross this morning, an NCA Financial Planner. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Bill.
Never too early to start talking about the importance of being careful with your money and establishing good credit habits or trying to get them established, maybe, if you've gone a bit astray, or especially with your kids, too, to get them started in the right habits. Melanie Ross, Certified Financial Planner, NCA Financial Planner. 4 good tips to use and to talk about with your kids when it comes to credit. And I like this topic. So many parents, maybe, they don't even discuss money amongst themselves, let alone with their kids. So this is a good reminder, Melanie.
Absolutely.
And
like you said, you want to start early.
That's the key. Start early, right?
Right. And so, Bill, this is really interesting. According to a study I read recently, children start developing their behaviors around money as early as age 3. So the earlier you start teaching your children about money, the better. And, you know, developing good money habits in your kids doesn't have to be difficult. It can be as simple as giving them chores to do around the house to help them understand the concept of earning money. And then from there, you can teach them about the importance of saving versus spending.
Okay, another tip here. Teach them the difference between a credit and a debit maybe eventually as well then, huh?
Right. You know, my kids see me use my credit card all the time, and they think it's the same as cash. And I have to remind them that it's not. It's a little more complicated than that. A credit card is borrowed money, whereas a debit card is, in essence, cash. So well before your child starts using her own credit or debit card, it's really important that she understands the difference between the two and how to be responsible with both.
All right, so we start about 3-4 years old learning about money. Then right. A little bit later, you can explain as you're driving through McDonald's with them, using a credit card versus a debit card. And then those little kids in the back one day, they want a car, and they want you to co-sign for it. So there's another lesson. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, helping your 16-year-old, for example, get a used car loan can be a good way to build credit, but being a co-signer can come with some risks your own credit score. So as long as you believe your teen is responsible and trustworthy enough to make the loan payments, again, it can be a great way for him to establish credit without opening a credit card.
All right, speaking of going out, we were hit with this a couple of times with our kids when it came to them with other kids and how they were paying for stuff. And I'd hear, well, Dad, they just got their parents' credit card, and that's all they do at the mall. They don't have to worry about anything. Authorized user when it comes to your child, that's another area to get into, right?
Right, and this is another great way for kids to build credit. But, you know, before you add them to your credit card, call the card company and make sure that their activity will be reported to the credit bureaus. Otherwise, it'll have no benefit to them establishing a credit history.
Good point. And you'll be shocked at what age they start getting credit card applications as well.
Like 13, yeah. I know, to be an authorized user.
Be ready, parents. You got to get a hold of this. Good tips.
That's right.
Melanie Ross says, hey, start early with them. Make sure they understand the difference of the credit and debit. Make sure you understand as well. Explain the co-signing, of course, or a lease when it comes to that time in their lives. And authorized users, so important. Make sure you understand specifically when it comes to your credit card company, your responsibility as well as theirs. But it's kind of still on you probably at the end of the day for a while. Good tips. Melanie Ross at NCA Financial Planners. Thanks, Melanie.
Thanks, Beth.
For listening to Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. If you miss an interview, find it later on the Wills and Snyder Daily Podcast on WTAM.com or on our iHeartRadio app.
Coming up, are you going to get more money if you've got a child? What is the deal on this child tax credit? You're going to get like $300 a quarter? You're going to get more money off on your taxes? Money Monday, tip from Elizabeth Scheider at NCA Financial Planners. She'll join us and explain here in less than 10. WTAM 1100. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside Scott Scuderese, producer extraordinaire, posting some things at Wills and Center Facebook, willsandcenter.com on trending this morning. Hi, Scotty.
Good morning, Mr. Wills.
Speaking of money, got a quick report here. John Manarese, our guy over at News 5, posting a story also about there could be a fourth stimulus check on the way.
Yes.
Many of us have now spent the last of those $1,400 stimulus checks that arrived earlier this spring. So will there be another stimulus, or was that all there is? Americans are getting used to those stimmy checks. $1,200 a year ago, $600 after Christmas, $1,400 in April. Now, 2 million people have signed a change.org petition asking for recurring $2,000 stimulus checks. Don't laugh. 21 Democrats in Congress have signed a letter asking for recurring payments. But many small business owners claim the free money makes people not want to work. So there's no fourth stimulus on the table right now. The exception, $300 child tax credits that will start going out monthly in July.
More on those tax credits with Elizabeth coming up. Now, speaking of stimulus checks and people staying home, especially in the service business, that did not affect a guy named Timothy Harrison.
Yes.
And, who is a high schooler, works at the Waffle Houses in Alabama. And he was scheduled for his high school graduation, but he was scheduled to work.
He was scheduled to work, and he didn't have a ticket, and he didn't have a cap and gown. And
when he got to work, everything was there for him.
Yes,
and
it was.
They sent him off to his graduation.
Yes,
I got people who want to see me succeed, so that kind of had me excited.
You never know who you can touch or who you influence just by one simple gesture.
Now he can actually go to college, figure out what he wants to do with his life, and we're going to help guide him.
That's great. They had a car, everything. We're just waiting
on
it. Yes,
heartwarming story to, on a Monday. That's what you need.
Good stuff. Nearby Community College going to give him college free, full scholarship as well when they heard about this.
Lawson State Community College.
And if you're a employer around that area, that's the kind of guy you want to hire.
Right.
You know, good stuff. Good stories, guy.
You're welcome.
Wilson Center, Facebook, WilsonCenter.com. Check it out. All right, let's get to...
And now, 5 good minutes.
Well, we've seen it and experienced a big change in the workplace, of course. What was Zoom or Teams a year and a half ago? You had no idea. Now we're living by it. But more employees that are being hired during this pandemic remotely maybe aren't feeling a part of the workplace. I've got Spencer O'Leary with me. The company is called Active Ops, which is an interesting company because... Spencer, I appreciate your time. Good morning. You, even before the pandemic, were providing technology to help managers that feel a lot of pressure anyway when it comes to productivity, right?
That's right, Bill. Yes. Yeah, so we work with a lot of North American companies who had a work-from-home policy before the pandemic. And then, as you just said, we all hit Teams and Zoom in April 2020, and everyone's working from home. So working from home for some was challenging, but actually technically it was never that difficult. If you equip people with the right technology, they can access the in-house systems, they can process work. But what became increasingly difficult through the pandemic was managers' ability to manage from home. Managers in April 2020 lost two of their greatest management assets, which is their eyes and their ears. They could manage people's performance, their productivity, their efficiency and output. These people's well-being, they could see them and hear them. And they felt in control. They knew how many people they'd got, how much work needed to be done. But doing that remotely, trying to do that over Teams, has just become increasingly difficult as we've gone through the past months and year.
As you work with clients, I get, you know, there are some jobs, Bill, all I need is a laptop. I'm creating something, I'm pushing email all day. But it seems to me, maybe I sound old school, but it seems like there's a rhythm of the office. There's a rhythm of work that we're missing when we're working remotely.
I think there is, and there's an efficiency number, sometimes really hard to measure, that's really deteriorated through the past 15 months. And that is, how many hours in the day does it take me to produce amount of output? And normally speaking, I get into the office, you know, I get my caffeine hit, I sit at my desk, and I process work, and then I leave my desk, and I might have some breaks, but then I go home. Now we're seeing people who are doing this.
Uh-oh.
People working across 14 hours of a day, they're still only doing 8 hours of work. If anything, they're getting less efficient the more time they put in, sort of that negative impact. And not only is that an impact on their performance, their productivity, their output, but it's a real impact on their well-being. And you talked here about the number of people who have started work during the pandemic, never meeting with their colleagues face-to-face. It has never been easier to change jobs than it is today. I get a new laptop shipped to my house. I sit at the same desk, in my same chair, in my same office, in my same home, and tomorrow I work for a different company. So we're seeing a huge cost to North American businesses of dealing with attrition. A lot of that attrition is caused by that sort of increased workplace stress, and people just want to continue to work from home. They want to continue to be remote, and bringing them back together in the office has been starting to be increasing.
Spencer O'Leary is with me for another minute. ActiveOps.com, the website. Their company provides different tools for managers, and especially the challenge of working remotely. You mentioned hiring, and you know, a buddy of mine had a son get hired by a company. So what's he think so far? I said, well, he didn't know he had been to the office. He'd been working for him 6 months, and hadn't really, you know, on a Zoom meeting, you might see somebody. For a manager listening this morning, how about a few tips? Is it just meeting somebody even for a cup of coffee once in a while to get a face to face?
That certainly helps, and that certainly helps. We're all humans. We like to interact. We like to collaborate. We like the active congregation, and that's hard when you can't get together face to face. But for me, the key things about being a good remote manager is thinking of a balance of metrics. Performance and productivity is key, but just as important, if not more expensive, as we get to the end of this year, will be people's well-being. Sickness caused by work that we've already talked about is huge. And third and foremost, it's what ActiveOps help our customers predominantly with, is that active being in control. Do I know how much work I've got to get done with my team? Do I know how many hours I've got to do it? And how can I feel in control to make sure that I'm delivering the right outcome at the right cost with the right level of quality and delivering a great service?
ActiveOps might help you. Go to ActiveOps.com. Spencer O'Leary kind of joined me on the Fox Business Hotline with the info. Spencer, I appreciate your time. Thanks much.
Thanks, Bill.
And also... wanted to know with this change in commerce, as far as, you know, so many people working from home. Did you see this? Google is opening its first physical retail store. The first Google retail store will be opening in New York this summer. The store will be near the Port Authority, where Google's New York offices are located. The Google Store will carry your typical Google products, as well as Pixel phones, Nest services. So Google, you know, Amazon the same, although there are Amazon stores. I know there are places you go and pick up Amazon stuff. But now Google's going to have literally a brick-and-mortar operation for you to go in and shop at Google in person. Traffic and weather, and then we'll talk to a political analyst, Steve Roberts. Scott Scudarese, producer extraordinaire alongside Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. This is his side hustle. His main job's over at Tolman Funeral Home with the
sure.
director yeah. of door operations. And,
yeah.
Hey, how are you? That sort of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, Scoot, I found two quick stories here. A new way to memorialize yourself or someone you love. Out of Florida, a company there is offering families a way to memorialize loved ones. It's called Eternal Reefs. They take your cremated remains, throw it in what's called a reef ball, and submerge it on the ocean floor. You can't just, you know, some people want their ashes thrown out over the water, and I get that.
Yeah.
But this way you're a part of a reef. Over 1,000 Eternal Reefs so far have been placed off the coast of Florida, as well as Virginia, Maryland, New Jersey, and Texas.
Hmm.
The company says it can also be a tool to improve marine environment. Because the fishies, like, you know, they get bored if there's not something to swim around.
Yeah.
So they could swim around you. You could also do a family pet. Families are paying anywhere from $2,000 to $8,000.
Wow.
For this. And then they give you the coordinates where they dropped.
Where are you?
Whoever.
Sure.
You, me, Uncle Tom, yeah, whoever it so was.
Go. You do that on Lake Erie.
So we left him out there 2 years ago. I wonder if you could. Oh, there's probably some law.
Up here, yeah. Oh.
I don't know. Anyway, $8,000.
That's all?
To go. And then they leave you. It's like, you know, you have a star named
yeah,
after you.
Yeah,
you
have right. The coordinates.
Well,
right.
A lot of people have money left
over.
Fish
over Uncle Tom or whatever, you know.
Feed you to the fishes.
There's a lot of people that have money left over. So, you know, when they're doing their business.
Think so? All right.
Yeah.
Also out of Denver, the sad two stories with you in mind. Out of Denver, this reading this in the Denver Post. There's a bill in Colorado. It's already passed the chamber in the legislature that would allow people to convert their remains into soil. Now, people probably already do this.
Sure.
Grandma loved gardening, so you mix in a little bit of the ashes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
At least I've heard. Process involves leaving the body with wood chips, alfalfa, and straw, and it creates a few hundred pounds of soil. So there's a company that will take the body,
okay,
and mix it in.
With the wood chips?
Don't they do this in the movies once in a while when things go really, some of those gangster movies?
Yeah.
So wood chips, alfalfa, then you go back and you pick up grandma. And you can put him, her, whoever, you know, like at the mulch
it's
around the house.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like sweet pea. It stays nice,
yeah,
you know, from the ground to the ground.
It's a lot of things you could do with those ashes, believe me.
So there's two ideas.
Yeah, there's a couple
people,
ideas.
There, people at Tolman Funeral Home come up with this stuff. I want to cut.
I'll,
if Scooter's on Geraldo's boat out on Lake Erie in about a week, dropping little balls.
I'll bring it to their attention.
Okay.
Next meeting.
News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Political analyst Steve Roberts joins me. Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat, West Virginia. Not the first time we've talked about him, and I'm sure it won't be the last, as he is a vote that a lot of people are watching. Topic this week is the For the People Act. Now, just to reset this, this is the legislation that wants to mandate more of a federal outline as far as voting, correct?
Yes, but it does a lot more other things. The most important part of it is would allow the federal government to set standards of voting. So, say, you know, in many states, Republicans are passing bills that are restricting access to voting, limiting the number of days you can have pre-voting,
right,
or
early voting,
harder,
yeah,
to,
yeah,
vote by mail,
yeah,
that sort of thing. And the Democrats, this bill would set federal standards, saying you have to have a minimum, say, of number of days where you have a voting before the election. But the Democrats overreached here, Bill. This bill also is really top-heavy with a lot of other liberal wish lists, public financing of campaigns, and independent commissions to draw all congressional districts. And Manchin just says the bill is far too broad. Now, I've always believed that if the Democrats targeted this bill much more carefully, they had a possibility of getting Manchin's vote, particularly since around the country it's very clear that Republican legislatures are passing these bills right and left to try to restrict voting. And Manchin keeps saying he's for a federal supervision of elections. He's for the protecting the right to vote. But You know, this bill is just too broad for him, and all the pressures brought on him just have failed. And you got to remember, Democrats are very angry with him. But on the other hand, only a conservative like Manchin could win in West Virginia. So it's Joe Manchin or nothing. You know, if it wasn't Joe Manchin, the Democrats would have 49 seats in the Senate, and Mitch McConnell would be majority leader. So they can't be completely mad at him.
He's coming at this as the former Secretary of State, of course, also in West Virginia. So he knows something about voting and all. You mentioned congressional districts, and I want to run this by, you know, Ohio. So many, I mean, we're going to lose a House seat because of the latest count. These districts, when they're drawn, we got one, Marcy Kaptur. It goes from the west side of Cleveland all the way over to Toledo. It makes no sense. You see this all the time on about how these districts are drawn just so they can, you know, the people can get reelected, right?
Well, that's true. One of the provisions in the bill would mandate that to take the power to draw districts out of the hands of state legislatures and governors, put it into the hands of independent commissions. Now, in a number of states, that has already happened, and it's had a very positive effect, including an effect that's helped Republicans. You look at the state of California as a good example. Republicans picked up three or four seats in the last election, in part because those districts were drawn by independent commissions, and Democrats' ability to pack those districts were limited. Now, in most of the places where there has been this egregious redistricting has been done by Republicans, but not entirely. My home state of Maryland, the Democrats controlled the legislature, and they drew districts that are really crazy, and they knocked out all but one Republican member of the congressional delegation. So both parties do it when they have the chance. And in a perfect political world, I think it would make much, much more sense to have these districts drawn by independent commissions. But, you know, politicians don't give up power easily, and that's one of the powers they want to retain for themselves.
Ain't that the truth? A great reminder, we are a collection of states, and a lot of people are different about things. All right, political analyst Steve Roberts on a couple of stories on voting this morning. Steve, thanks, Mike.
Okay, Bob.
Expanding the Wills and Snyder universe with expanded interviews. Hear the Wills and Snyder Show Graham podcast on our free iHeartRadio app.
WTAM 1100. Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. This is Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside, talking Tribe, Tom Hamilton, and the Hammy Report brought to you by Metro Lexus, who invite you to experience amazing. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Bill and Mike.
I tweeted yesterday, my wife, Mindy, wanted to do a little shopping at Kirtland's, and of course, guys, that means I drop her off. I then go to Dick's and Golf Galaxy. I come back, she's still not done, so then I go someplace. So I'm in and out of the car, and I knew it was going bad, but when I just finished a book on Abraham Lincoln, and you painted a better picture than the book did of Camden Yards, where his body did lay in state on the way back to Illinois, and the wonderful history. And I knew when I was hearing that it wasn't getting any better, Tom. It was good stuff, though.
Well, thank you. Yeah. You also knew the game was out of hand.
Exactly.
If I'm talking about Abe Lincoln. But thank you. I appreciate that.
Boy, Tom, it was out of hand early, wasn't it, in that second inning?
Yeah, by the fourth, we were wondering, is it Abe or George Washington we should talk about? So, you know, it's just one of those games in that ballpark, too, that can get out of hand in a hurry. And it also seemed like everything Baltimore hit found a hole. And, you know, when you play 6 months of baseball, you have some of those games that are like that. Unfortunately, you know, it happened with Cal Quantrill trying to maybe establish himself as a starter. So I think that's the concern, guys, is what happens here after Thursday. So starting on Friday, Thursday, we have another off day like we do today here in St. Louis. But starting Friday, you play 30 out of your next 31 days going into the All-Star break, one off day. So you're not going to be able to get away with, you know, guys getting extra rest or bumping a guy in the rotation. You're going to have to find some starters. Hmm.
Boy, yeah, Quantrill and Hentges both struggling. And for Quantrill, I think as you pointed out, that second inning, Tom, really the Indians gave him five outs. And defense has been a problem. It's been an issue this year, hasn't it?
It has. And I think we see, Mike, why Tito has always emphasized, if you're going to have a really good pitching staff, it goes hand in hand with a good defense, because that good pitching staff is going to be, basically snowplowed under if you don't catch the ball. It doesn't matter how good your defense is. And right now we don't have the same kind of starting pitching that we've gotten accustomed to here over the last, say, 7-8 years. And so to me, the defense now is even more important than maybe it was when you had the Corey Klubers and the Bowers and the Clevingers and Carrasco. You can't give these teams like the Indians did yesterday 5 outs in an inning.
Well, Bobby Bradley had a few lapses in the field, but boy, Tom, it was exciting to see the way he looked at the plate. Hopefully he can bring that punch consistently for the Tribe going forward.
No, I think that's the key, right? What you said there, Mike, is the punch, because this is a ball club that, needs a guy that can turn a game around with one swing of the bat. And, Bobby Bradley is certainly capable of that. He's proven it at AAA. He had a tremendous spring. And so, the Indians gave Jake Bowers one shot. The one thing about Jake Bowers, he can never say that he wasn't given an opportunity in Cleveland. He really was. And, for Bobby Bradley, it meant 2 more months in Columbus. But I'm with you, Mike and Bill. I want to see him. I want to see more of Owen Miller. You want to see these young kids. This is the year to see these guys and give them their opportunity and see that, whether they're going to be key parts going forward. And I think both of them will be.
Off day today, St. Louis for a couple. They had a stinger. What, Reds swept them in 4? I read this morning the last time that happened in St. Louis, Whitey Herzog was managing the Cardinals.
Wow.
Yeah, use that tomorrow night if you need to.
I hope I don't have to, but thanks. I'll put it in the back pocket.
Put it in the notes. I was waiting on you to send Rosie up to the grave of Edgar Allan Poe and read the Raven. Go back to Rosie now. And
let's hope he's not talking about Bush brewing and all that.
All right. Hammy in St. Louis. Rosie this time tomorrow morning. 2-game series tomorrow night. Thanks, pal.
Thanks.
Take care, buddy. Yeah, you're Rosie up at the grave of Edgar Allan Poe reading the Raven. That was good stuff. That's good radio. That's play-by-play.
Yeah, baseball is one. I mean, there they were. I was thinking of that, because there it was. It's like 2 o'clock. It's the second inning, and it's 7. And you know where this is going. It's hot.
Yeah.
And they carried it through because it was an ugly game.
Good history of Camden Yards.
There you go.
Geraldo might be talking about that some after 9. Geraldo in Cleveland, News Radio, WTAM 1100. Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. Back with you in the morning. We'll talk about our teams with Terry Pluto. Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, about 6:50 tomorrow. And tech tips, too, on Tech Tuesday. Agent Derek Meister, the geek at the Geek Squad. Some of the buzz out of the developers' conference with Apple. Tomorrow, Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder.